What case is this?
Shahabden goiva bein b'shvua bein shalei b'shvua. A son that's coming to collect the choyves avihim, the case where somebody owed his father money, so the son now comes to collect, Rashi says, b'shtar min ha'yisaymin. If the son comes to collect with a shtar from yisaymin, b'shvuas yorshim, he makes a shvuas ha'yorshim. Means k'shein lo yedim shoma v'shas misosoy shtar zeren apruva. If there's no edim that the father said before he died, this shtar was not paid up, so then the Yorshim, now when they come to collect from Yisraelim, they have to swear that as far as they know, the father never told them that it was paid. So that's Shaben Goyver Bein Bishvua or Bein Shloi Bishvua. What does it mean, B'loi Shvua? It means in the case of right before the father died, he said in front of two edim that this Choy was not collected, I never collected it, and later when the Yorshim come and collect, they do not have to swear. But we have a father, ain't a grave elevishvua. Whenever a father wants to collect from Yisaimim, he always has to swear first. So now, Hechidam, what's the case talking about that the son does not have to swear, and the father, you're telling me, always has to swear? Hechidami. So the mace loive pechayim alvet must be that the loive died first. So now, when the malva wants to collect, as far as he's, when he's alive, he always has to swear. Ukatani, still it says, Shaben goive bein bishvua, ubein shalei bishvua. It says sometimes yes, sometimes no. But bishvua, shvua si yorshim. When does he have to swear? If there are no edim that the choiv was not paid up, so now these yorshim have to swear a shvua si yorshim, even though their father also had already swear to the loivis kids that he did not collect any money. So we see a father could be mirish a shvua labanov. Here the malva had to swear when he was alive. Now that he dies, the sons take over that shvua. And shalei b'shvua, what does the b'raisa mean? Sometimes the son collect without a shvua. Because there are shimugam ben gamliel that we have in our Mishnah. If there are edim that when the father died, he told them that he did not collect money yet, so that's considered like a shvua. That's better than a shvua. The yorshim do not have to swear. But I quote from it says clearly here, if there are no edim, say again, even though the loiva died first, and the malva was alive, so at that time if the malva comes and collect, he would have to swear first. Still now, when the malva dies, his sons could collect. So it's a kash on Rav and Shmuel. Skumarin says, Omar Rabbi Yosef, Homani, this price goes according to Beis Shammai. This goes according to Beis Shammai Svara. The armor that they say, Shtar Oymed Ligvois, Kugavi Domi. There's no Svara, any Shtar you have that's Oymed to be paid up, is considered like it was already paid up. Rashi says, Masechta Soita Perkarusa, that Shemeris Yavim, the Tony Meis Baila, if the husband died at Shaloi Shasasa, before she drank from the Mehamorim, Natas Ksubasa, even though she was a Suffolk Saita, and then the husband dies, she has a right to collect the Ksuba. Veloi Shaisa, she doesn't drink anymore. Tebina Vehevi Isha Sishtai. Now, Veletia, and the husband's not alive anymore. Afagad the Shema Zinsa, even though we have a doubt, but maybe she was a Zaina, maybe she did live with the other man, she was a Saita, and then the husband would not have to pay her. So why does she collect the Ksuba with a doubt? Goyva misafik, why dig savar? Misha nechostim mishubodim loy, yod al hol yoyna. Whoever has a shtar, in other words, the husband's nechostim, was mishubot for this ksuba, va nechostim mecheskas bala shtar oimdim. It's as if the isha already collected the nechostim, as if she's holding on to the property. Kilo hu govoy, kashtar oimidigbo says ku govoy domi. Vyoyma lefika hu goyva misafik, as if he, she has a right to collect misafik. Because it's not cool that she's taken away now from the Yorshim, but rather as if she had it already. Siros the Gavosta Gabi Mace Leva Bechayim Al Vanami. Alpha Gabi Tikkun Rabbanu Shla Yifrael El Beshua, but Mom and Gomenhu Harish Tabanu. This is called real pure money. In other words, the Malva, even though when he was alive, he would have to swear to the Yorshim that he did not collect the Chayv yet. But according to Beis Shammai, the father that has the shtar, he's mamish like a muchzik in the money. So it's called mamish's money. Just a rabbanu masakin, before you keep it, swear first. Now when the father dies, the father, the svar is, that's real money by the father, he yashins it to the sons. Of course the sons have a right to keep this money. Just as a takana, you're taking it away, the ma'isa from Yoshim, swear first. So the Rav and Shmuel would not say the halacha according to Beis Shammai, that since the son is a pure money that belongs to the father already, the son's yashin that money. Just as a special takana, we want to make it good for the Yisaimim, so as much as possible, whatever they could swear, we want that shvua to be sworn. So therefore, the sons now have to swear a shvua sayoshin. Even though when the father, when the malva was alive, he would swear a good shvua, but now when the malva dies, his sons could swear as much as they could. Here, Rav and Shmuel would agree that according to Beis Shammai, it's called mam gamor that it belongs to the Yisraelim. Ikla Rav Nachman Asura. Rav Nachman went to visit Sura in the town Sura. Oyola gabe Rav Chizda Rav Avuna. They both went to visit Rav Nachman. Rav Chizda and Rav Avuna went to visit him. Amru Lei, they said to him, Lei Simar Nekru Lahod Rav and Shmuel. Let's uproot. The law of Rav and Shmuel doesn't make sense. That even though the Yoshim cannot swear the same shvua the father made, so what? Still they should be able to collect. Amalus, Rav Nachman said back to him, Echvulu v'yaso kolhani pasoi l'mekru l'hod Rav and Shmuel. Is that nice? Did I make all this journey? Did I come all the way here just to uproot Rav and Shmuel? That wasn't my intention. I don't want to do it. Trashi torachti u'bosi lovoi mimkoimi l'kan l'ekru l'hod Rav and Shmuel. Is that the purpose you're making that I came here to take Rav and Shmuel? That's not my purpose. That's not my mission here. Ela rather, what they meant to say was at least this much. Let's not add anything on to more than exactly what was learned by Rav and Shmuel. Kogain Mai, what case do you mean to exclude? In other words, maybe we'll leave the Lach like Rav and Shmuel. In a case where the Malva dies after the Leiva, the Malva would have to sworn that he did not collect. Now he dies as Yoshim cannot swear that Shmuel, they do not collect. But only this case and nothing else. So Kogain Mai, what case do you want to exclude? The Yomer Rav Papa says, Let's see, a malva has a shtar, so at this he could collect, but he admits that part of it was collected already. He collected 50% of it, and he wants to collect the rest. So he has to swear that he did not collect the rest. And now the malva dies, then in this case, Yoshim Nishboyin Shvus Yoshim Leitzim. In such a case, the Yoshim should be able to swear. Notice, this is not mamish the case of a malva. This is the case where the father had to swear a different type of a shvua. It's not a Shvus HaYoshim. You know, the laver is still alive over here. The laver is alive. Still, the malva, before he collects the rest of the chayv with this shtar, the malva would have to swear because the shtar was paid up a little bit. So this type of a shvua, that's to the laver, not to the yoshim, if the malva dies, there's no takon of Rav and Shmuel, that they would collect with the shvua as much as they could swear. That's what they wanted to be misak. And that's talacha. Another more says, another case, who the shachar, somebody died, the shavak arva, and he left over an Oriv to pay. In other words, the Leiva died. Rashi says, Ruvain Shehilbo Shimon. Ruvain lent money to Shimon. Now they Oriv. There was an Oriv around, the guarantee. Uvishtar. Now Meis Leiva Bechayim Alva. So Leiva died first Bechayim Alva. So in this case now, before the Malva collects, he would have to swear. And then the Malva died. And now the Yisraimim come and collect the money from the Oriv. The Yisraimim now are not collecting from Yisraimim, but they're collecting the money from the Oriv. So in this case, Sovra Popula Meimar, Honamid Lelois of Allah, let's leave it that the Yisraimim could collect the money. Let's not add this on to Rav and Shmuel's halacha. Because here the Yisraimim do not have to swear to Yisraimim. They're only collecting from an Arif. So that's not the Yisraimim themselves. Maybe here they'll swear any shua they know how to. So Mar says no. Lois of who? Mar says no. Omalei Rav Huna, Bred Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa. Otto Arvo, Lav Bosa Yasmi Ozo. Listen, this Arv is guaranteed, even though who paid the money right now, but he's not just going to remain that way. He's going to go soon to collect the money from the assignment. So again, it's considered like these first assignment of the Malva are collecting money from the assignment of the Leiva, and therefore this is Mamish Rav and Shmuel's case, and the Lacher is, since they cannot swear the same shoe of the father, they will not be able to collect. Again, somebody died. Vishavik Acha. So again, first the Leiva died, then the Malva died. Vishavik Acha left over a brother, not sons to collect, but left over a brother to collect. So some Roman Bachamel and Meimor Hanam with the Lois of Allah. This also should not be another case of Rav and Shmuel. It's not the Shruas Hashemim; it's the Shru of a brother. So maybe here they do not have to swear. Samar says no. Omale Rovo, Malish Le Bigdoini Abo, Malish Le Bigdoini Achi. What should be the difference? That both cases that come to take away the money from the Yisraimim of the Leiva. And before you collect from Yisraelim, you have to swear that the Malva, you do not know that the Malva paid. So what's the difference if the Malva's children that are collecting and then Shvu would be, our father did not tell us anything, or whether it's the Malva's brother that's collecting the same thing, he also has to swear that my brother did not tell me anything. So since the Maisi is swearing against Yisraelim, we have Rav and Shmuel's halacha, that since you cannot swear the same shvuah your brother, the Malva, would have sworn, you cannot collect the money. Omar Rav Choma, Harshtad lo yit mehilkasa, like Rav and Shmuel, for like Rabbi Eliezer, we're not sure how we paskin. Like Rav and Shmuel, that since the Yarshim cannot swear, there's no din. Whereas maybe like Rabbi Eliezer, no, they can't swear the same shvuah, so what? Let them swear another shvuah and collect. So what do we do? Hai daino, the Ovid, Rav and Shmuel Ovid. It's free. If a dayan wants a pasuk like Rav and Shmuel, he owes I hold like Rav and Shmuel. It's the right psak. We cannot be chayzer. The Yovid Rav Lezer, another dayan pasuk like Rav Lezer to say no, the Yoshim could swear any shvuah and collect of it. It's also called a good psak. There's not a clear psak in the Gemara, so either way is right. Amarav Papa said, Hai shtara diyasmi. You know, if you say him have a shtar, again in a case where the Leiva died first and now the Malva dies, and the Yashim now of the Malva have the shtar that the Leiva, the Yashim owed them the money. So if it comes to Bezdin, what should Bezdin do? Loi mikra karina loi. We should not rip up that shtar. Even though they cannot swear the same shvu of the father, do not rip up the shtar. But still, if it asks me, I would tell you, loi agvuya magvinabei. We do not collect with the shtar either, because it's a suffix. So like this. Agvuya lo magvinabei, dil masrilon, karavin shmul. Maybe look at the karavin shmul that the Yashim cannot collect. So Moitzim Mechaveh Rolov Araya. But still, the Mikula Karinulag would not rip up the shtar. I would not rip up the shtar. Why? Because maybe the high dine at the Ovid, Kreb Lez Ovid. Like maybe they'll find a dine that passes like Kreb Lezer. Gishmak, go to that Bezdin, and that Bezdin will collect for you. So therefore, we tell the Yorshim, do not rip up the shtar, just hold on to it until you find somebody of a paskin like Kreb Lezer. Lez Ovid. Hahu dine at the Ovid, Kreb Lezer. And one dying pasuk Rav Lezer that the Yashim have right to swear and collect the money. Heritzuma Rabbanon b'Masya. There was a young Rabbanon. There was a young Rav there in that city. Omalei, I sinu igrato mimarova. I received a letter from Eretz Yisrael that blessed the Rav Lezer. We don't pasuk Rav Lezer. So I have a tainer on you. How are you pasuk Rav Lezer? Omalei, says the dying answered back. Lichitaisi, when you bring me that letter, in other words, it doesn't bother me, because I know anywhere there's a machlekes that we paskin. So good, they paskin not the Rav Lezer, but a bright paskin like him. Also, came the Rav Chom Omalei, Hai dine the other Rav Lezer of it. It's true, he has a right to paskin like Rav Lezer. There's no clear psak in the Gemara, and therefore there's such a lach of Kimli. You have a right to say I hold like him. If you hold like him, you have a right to paskin that way. Now the Mishnah says, "V'yelu nishvoyim." These are certain cases that you can make the other person swear without a taina by two shutfim. So the halachah was that one shutfim is not saying anything. Still, stam we make the other one swear. So why? Oto v'shuftani askinim stam fools here. Like why should one have to swear? Why should a shutfim come up by himself and swear? But the halachah is one shutfim by himself says, "Okay, I swear to you." You're a fool. If nobody asks you to swear, what are you swearing for? So Mahokakam, this is what the Mishnah means to say. V'yelo nishboyim shloi betainas bori. It just means even though one partner does not have a vadai complaint, a bori, I do not know for sure that you are stealing money from me. Ela betaina shema, but I have a doubt. I see business not doing so good. And I see everything is going well. So it must be something wrong that you must be pocketing some money. So I do not know for sure, but I have a doubt. So in such a case, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. If I have a doubt that maybe you're taking money from me, I have a right to make you swear. So Mishnah says, Hashutfim v'arisim. The case is either two partners or else a shop or a sharecropper. One of these two has to swear. Tony, we learned. Ben Bias. What does the Mishnah mean by Ben Bias? That one of the sons take care of the house. So the other sons, the other brothers want to make him swear he's not taking too much money. So Ben Bayis Shomru, Loisha Nichnas V'yetzib Rachim. It doesn't only mean he comes in to watch over the children. Let's say a case where the father died. So the oldest brother now takes care of the oldest son, takes care of the children. That's not the case. Ela rather, Machnis Loi Poilim, Ulmoiti Loi Poilim. It means he does business with the property of the father. He's the one that hires the workers to work in the father's house. Machnas leperus or mitzi leperus. He brings in the food and takes out the food. Therefore, he's doing business for the other brothers. Now the other brothers have a right to make him swear that he's not taking extra money. Samar says, now what's the svar of the Mishnah or Maishnahani? Why do these people have to swear even though the Shutef or the Balabayas or the brothers only have a doubtful taina? Mishum demara ba'atera, because all these people, they give a little excuse to themselves that they're allowed to do it. You're a Shutef, listen, I'm working extra hard. I have a right to take extra money. You're a sharecropper, I'm working extra money. I'm a brother, I'm doing all the work. I deserve to take an extra few dollars. So since they're mara heter, therefore we have to be afraid maybe really they took the money. And therefore, we have a right to make them swear when I suffered. Omer Rabbi Yosef ba min Yumi, Omer Rabbi Nachman. Vu sheyesh taino beinayhu shtei kesef. It has to be that the brother is saying, you took at least two extra kesef, or the shutef says to the other one. But if the taino is less than shtei kesef, then there's no shvua. There can't be less than a shvua of maidu miksas. We had in the first Mishnah, I have to ask you for at least a taino of shtei kesef. So Mer says, come on, who do we go? Like Shmuel. It says, well, it's enough just a tiny should be shtei kesef, even though the kfir is not in shtei kesef. I have a ton of Reb Chilas Yulu Rav, I before we brought a proof to Rav, aim around here also, what he meant to say was kfir as taina karav, that here the shvu is only if the shutif says the other one, you took at least two kesefs and a pruta. And the other one is admitting, I took a pruta, but I did not take the two kesefs. Has to be a good a kfira of shtei kesef.
How can they say there has to be shtei kesef when you're saying it's a suffix? He doesn't know what they took.
So there has to be chayshirim at least for two kesef.
But he said he's not chayshirim, he doesn't know. He said, I think that you...
Okay, but they have to, they have to say at least that much though. No, it's not called nothing, it's called a tiny, it's a tiny suffix. Something there is. It's a little bit like a shvu d'oraisa. There is one shvu saying, I think you took two kesefs from me. The other one says, I admit I took one, but not the other one. So a shvu d'oraisa, you don't have to swear, because there's no tainus bari. But midrabbanan, though, we make you swear. That's what he adds on. It has to be similar to like a shvu d'oraisa. Then the Mishnah says, cholku. Let's say they divide up the two. Cholku ha-shutfim, the risim. When you get finished with your sharecropper, you divide up. Then later, you want to make him swear, then nothing doing. Since you divided up with your partner, obviously you believed in b'shas t'chalukah, so you can't wake up the next day and say, I want you to swear, maybe you stole some from me last week. But the Mishnah says, but let's say there's a gugur shvua, let's say for some other reason you have to swear to me anyway, then the shutef has a right to be megalgal upon the other shutef to swear for the partnership that took place last year. But iboilihu, mal legalgal b'drabonim. Let's say the second shvu is only a shvu d'rabbanan. The Mishnah is talking about if he has to swear shvu d'iraisa, later on he becomes a moed of a miksas. So since that person has to swear to you anyway, d'iraisa is the swear of gilgal shvua, will make you swear anything I want you to. What's going to be the second case is he's a kofra kol. Later on you come and say you owe me $100, and he says nothing doing. So d'rabbanan is a shvu d'rabbanan a kofra kol. If you have to swear that to me, could I also make you swear to me about the first in the shutfis? That's the shayla. On a shvu of the rabbanon, do we say the svar of a gilgul, I could drag along other shvus also. So Toshma, come and bring your proof. It says, love him, men who are shvius. You lend money to somebody right before Shemitah. Ulo maitsoi shvius, nasal a shutif, and after shvius, you become a shutif, a partner with him. Or you're a source, you become a workman for him. Ain magalglim. That, and now, you want to make him swear that he lent you, that you lent him the money before Shemitah. So, ein megalglim, we do not let him make a gilgal shvua. What's the reason why? Time of the love in menuer shvius. Only because that loan took place right before Shemitah, and now it's after Shemitah. The asya shvius af kosei. Because now that Shemitah went by, anyway you're free. What are you going to swear for? Whether he owed you the money or not doesn't make a difference. Even if you lent him the money. But since Shemitah passed by, he's free of paying you back. That's the only reason why there's no gilgal shvua. Mashmo shar shnei shvuot would have been another year that I taina that you owe me the money, and now I have you swear to me a shvuas hashutfim, which is only a shvuah derabbanan. Mashmo megalgalin, that now I could drag along the first shvuah to make you swear about the shutfis. So you see, even though now you're only swearing to me a shvuah of Shutfis, I mean, as a dregel on the Shua of the Havor, even though right now you're only swearing to me, a Shua Sashutfim is only the Rabbonic Shua, I could drag along a Shua about the loan that took place last year? So it's a proof that we do say Gilgul on a Shua the Rabbonic. The Gemara says, no, Leitema, do not make this deal. Do not say, Horshar Shine Shua, Megalgulin, any other year, you could force him to swear the second Shua. Since he's swearing now a Shua Sashutfim the Rabbonic, you can make him swear about last year's loan? No. Elaim is not this better. Nasa la shutta vayoris, if now he becomes a partner or works for you, era shriyas, ulo maitsoi shriyas love imenu, and maitsoi shriyas, he lends money from you, megalgalim, that you could be megalgalim.
So in other words, there won't be any proof, because here the case is that now the halvor is a shvua moedi b'miksa, that's a shvua in diraisa. So if that's what it means to say, that if now you have to swear me diraisa, shvua moedi b'miksa, then we could say a gilgul shvua back to the shutfis. But maybe in the case where it's only shvua the rabbonin, we do not say gilgul shvua. So Morris says, no, that can't be pshat. For the head yiktonal, this we learn clearly, that nasa le shutta fayoros era shvius. This diik, you can't say that's pshat on the ratio, because this it says clearly, that if it became a shutif or an oris era shvius, ulo meitzoi shvius, and after shmita, lo vehimenu, that he made a maisa halvor, and then he's the moed of the mixer, so he has to swear midiraisa, that megalgalin. So this chiddush, it says clearly that there's a case of a gilgul shvua. So what's the diak from the first part of it? That it says shvius, that the first case was, the v'lova himenu eres shvius, lo mitzor shvius noisa shutif, is a megalgalin. So shmamina, the diak is, like we said before, only because shmita appears by. That's why it's a megalgalin. But if it would have been Shah Shnei Shavua, even though now it's only a Shavua, the Rabbanon of Shutvis, we would be Megalgalim. Our first dig is Emes. So Mar says, true, Shemamina, from here we have a good proof, Megalgalim with the Rabbanon, Shemamina, that even though the second Shavua, Shavua Sashutvim, is only with the Rabbanon, still we have a right to say a Gilgul Shavua. And that's Halachim, that you could be Megalgal, drag along a Shavua, even though the Shavua now is only with the Rabbanon. Omer Rav Huna. Rav Huna says like this,